Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey. Kings aren't going to take our joy, man.
No, sir.
We always going to have fun. It's the Thursday, November 20th edition of D-Lo and KC. I don't know why I never know what day it is. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
I was having a conversation. I think it was with Wanda. It might have been with Pamela Love. Mm-hmm. And she, it was Pamela. It was definitely Pamela Love. She was like, do you have, Pamela Love is one of the wonderful people. Great name.
Yes.
Great, great radio name. But she's one of the people who works in our office. And we were talking about like her future plans. And she asked me about, you know, mine and how long I want to do this. And she was, you know, what about you? You want to, you know, go bigger and, you know, bigger markets and all this stuff. And I just, no, I don't have any desire to go to like LA or New York or something like that. I don't have a desire to, you know, Marshall Harris pack up and go to Chicago. Cause I don't want to talk about the Blackhawks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend the summer much. I realize that I like hosting a talk show as much as I like hosting a sports show. Mm-hmm. And the Sacramento Kings, and then our, you know, proximity to the Bay Area football teams and such, and just the different things that this market loves in terms of sports, it kind of gives us the freedom to like have a talk show where we can incorporate hip hop and movies, yeah, and different things like that. And I realized that no matter how bad the Kings are, they're not going to take my enjoyment of doing this show. Like, even if we have to talk about how bad this goddamn basketball team is, that's fine. But we're going to find a fun way to do it.
Absolutely.
And spoiler alert, they're bad. Look, we'll start the show. You're right. You were all right. They're bad. Sorry we thought they would be less bad than you did.
That's it.
But dear God, this team is frustratingly bad.
A good example of the telephone game, or, you know, people playing high school games, is yesterday in the chat. Somebody, I forgot who it was. I think it was like Michael or something like that. I can't remember. It's one of our people, but they're like, "Yo, Trista was in here taking shots at Kenny on Tuesday. talking about he was wrong about everything and she was right. I said, oh, okay. I mean, Trista the homie, so there's not really shots that can be taken. Like, it's shots are, for me, shots are people that you're not, you don't get along with.
Yeah.
This is the homie. She's just talking. But I was like, I'm gonna check it out anyway, because I check out just Trista and Jason, and if I'm not here.
Jason and I had a great conversation, by the way.
I haven't got to that one yet.
It was terrific, yeah. No arguing, no bickering, just a nice conversation between two friends.
If he wouldn't lie on me all the time, then we wouldn't have to deal with that.
Well, he had on his World Series champion gear, and he said he ordered you some. I don't know if you got it yet, but I don't know. I don't want to ruin it for you. You catch up when you can.
I don't know why he would do that. But I was like, let me see what Trista was talking about. So I watched it, and it was literally one sentence. And I wouldn't even say taking shots. She said she was talking about how right she was about the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And she finished her soliloquy, and you were like, well, I don't know if, you know, everybody was saying. She's like, no, Kenny was. Kenny said that the Zach LaVine trade was good, was a good trade. We'll get to that in a second. But that's all she said.
Okay.
But let Michael tell, oh, Trista was out here taking shots.
Is that what he sounded like too?
Trista was out here taking shots at KC.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a shot. Yeah. Now, Trista, I'll talk to her about it on Tuesday. I never said that. I did not say that this was a good move.
I think, and I thought I said this to her. Maybe I didn't. I think what we both said was, this was as good as it was going to get.
That was my thought. That was my thought about the trade.
Because I know you should have done this with San Antonio. Okay. It wasn't going to happen because San Antonio didn't have to. The Spurs are the Spurs because you can't play them. They know what time it is. If we really want De'Aaron, we'll just sign him this offseason. And this was before they knew they were going to have Dylan Harper on their team.
Right. Yeah. Simple as that. And I like Zach. I still do like Zach LaVine more than most people. I like him more than Trista. But I never looked at him as franchise. Like, that's who you give the keys to and say, lead us. That was never the case. I've never looked at Zach LaVine that way. So I know I wasn't like, oh, no, this is good. Like, no, you're in limbo. I might have had a wait-and-see approach. And, like, I know what the reputation is. Let me see what it looks like here in Sacramento in this case. But, nah, I never. And this all comes out because of the way he played last night. I was like, yeah, this. I know he was capable of this. That's why I know I didn't say, like, no, this was a good trade. This was the trade that you make. Like,
last season was going to be a wash. To me, last season was going to be exactly what it was, whether DeMar DeRozan, whether De'Aaron Fox was in uniform or Zach LaVine was in the Kings uniform.
Mm.
This year, unfortunately, I'm not really sure. Of course, if it was De'Aaron, he would have only played like three games.
ankle would have started acting up.
Well, no, like he's only played three games for San Antonio.
That's true too.
If the situation, I mean, assuming the situation were exactly the same and something were to happen to his body during training, he would have missed the start of the season.
Good point.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but you know, Trista can do her victory lap, and all of the people who were. I didn't see 3-12. Sorry, y'all are sharper to the game than I am. I thought there was too much talent on this team to be 3-12. I certainly didn't think a week ago, four games ago, five games ago, I certainly didn't think we'd have conversations about quitting.
Right.
Or lack of interest. I certainly didn't think we'd be having those conversations at this point in the season. So
I didn't see that coming either.
Maybe I'll stick to talking wrestling.
I didn't see that coming either, man. And yeah, like Charles Barkley once famously said, I can be wrong sometimes. Like, yeah, this team.
I don't think I still have that drop on here. I can make a mistake. That was the line he said.
What was it, a mistake?
I can make a he was talking about someone on a team who wasn't actually on the team.
No, it was like Jeff Teague for the Hawks.
That's right. That's it. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Hey, it's a mistake. Oh, wait a minute. I think I got it.
My mistake. I can make a mistake.
There it is. That's D'Lo and Casey right there.
That's all it is. Yeah, I didn't see this coming at all. Like at all. Like to this degree. And we all like I don't think that that's crazy.
Yeah, this is wild. Yeah, this distracts me every time.
Yeah, shout out Coach Malone. Is Coach Malone doing it again?
So they're doing court vision on NBA TV where I assume this is a video game, right?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, but it feels like it's like
so they
special like that's not 2K, I don't think.
So
like,
they were doing this with football the other day.
Yeah, Orlovsky does it.
Yeah, and it was like I was trying not to stare at the screen as it was happening. But it's very distracting because it's incredibly in-depth.
I want to watch this thing, like with what he's saying. I got to go back and watch.
Look at Steven. Oh, Steven Adams. Yeah, some virtual reality thing. It's pretty dope, though. But Steven Adams, Steven Adams, the best offensive rebounder in history.
Feels like it.
Him, I mean, Rodman. Not named Wilt. Yeah. Wilt, oh, my Rodman. Gosh. Yeah. Yeah. He is such an asset to that Rockets team.
Yeah.
So good. Sorry, this is unprofessional.
I was the one that got distracted. But, you know, things have changed because they just look like they don't give a damn. But, I mean, I don't know if I looked at the first 18 games and saw the schedule and was like, yeah, no, they're going to be 10-8. Like, even with what we thought of the team, it was going to be tough sledding. You lose Keegan Murray. We talked about that when Keegan Murray went down. We're talking about, we think they can win like 40, 41 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's best case scenario. That's no injuries.
Yeah.
They hadn't had a healthy moment yet.
Nope. And they won't tonight.
Right.
Keegan Murray returns tonight. Domantas Sabonis is already ruled out. They will not have a healthy lineup tonight against the 4-11 Memphis Grizzlies.
The margin for error with this team, even when I thought they'd be better than they were, was clearly so thin.
Yeah.
Like, it was super thin.
Yeah.
And they hadn't been healthy. They haven't been engaged. They haven't played a lot of sorry teams. Yeah. If you told me all of that was going to happen, I wouldn't say they were going to win 40. I'd say, they probably start off 2-whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You said they haven't played sorry teams. I feel like we've gotten to a point, too, right now, where they're one of probably the worst 5 teams in the league right now, and it's like, I don't think Kings look at Memphis like, we get a little break here. I think Memphis is kind of looking at the Kings that way.
No, for sure.
No, yeah, absolutely. As Memphis should.
Basically, the point is, like, I'm not sure, like, if you got to play Wizards and Hornets are kind of extreme, but just one of those lesser teams, how much of a difference they'd make at this point, because we keep talking effort and just these guys aren't trying right now.
That's not extreme. Those are basketball teams that have, one, the Hornets have more wins than Sacramento. Mm. Two, like, Washington is 1-13, but that's not extreme. Like, these are all bad basketball teams.
Yeah.
You incorporate Indiana. Like, Indiana will absolutely look at Sacramento and go, guys, we can get this one.
Yeah.
Indiana, I'm sure, admittedly, I'm not locked on Pacers, but I'd imagine they're playing hard.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, they're playing hard.
Yeah. That's how they go about it. So, the Kings are.
Speaking of, Indiana beat Charlotte last night.
Charlotte, damn. Charlotte they got to figure out what to do with LaMelo. Like, this is the time. Either at the trade deadline or the summer. Because y'all still ain't good. And you got Con Knipple there, so he can take over the point guard duties.
Arguably the worst sports name in recent memory. That's a terrible sports
name. Con Knipple,
name.
Yeah. What else?
I'm sure there's worse, but I'm not even comfortable saying it. Something feels wrong about his name. And you can't even say his initials because then it gets a little it gets a little sketchy.
You're going to have to know his middle name and probably throw that in there if it's not the same as the
God,
first two.
Okay, if it is, his parents are cruel.
Yeah, they got to have better foresight than that.
Or. Let's see. Oh, God, he's a second.
Wow.
No middle name. He's a second.
You got to give him like.
Can you call him? Okay.
You got to give him Matthew.
Let's workshop this. Can you get away with KK2?
Whoa. See, even you saying that was crazy.
I see what I'm saying. It's too close.
It's crazy.
It's too close.
Double K.
Nah, man. You got to get. He needs to go create a middle name right now, like Matthew. KMK.
Maybe we just call him Khan.
Yeah.
Khan.
Well, okay, yeah.
Who you said? Khan. Who is that? Was that your boy? Was that Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. I never even knew what the reference was from.
The Timberwolves guy.
No, I know, but where did he get that from?
I think it was an interview. I swear that was a Chris Webber line. I feel like Chris might have been interviewing him on TNT or something, and he was the one who dropped that line. All right, what about K2? There's suggestions for
K2. K2, K-squared, you know what I mean? Yeah, we can
I think K2 works.
Yeah, we can go there.
Send this to the Hornets and say, look, man, it's not it. Let's just go K2.
K2. Con Knipple's fine, though.
It's not.
It's okay.
It's not like the best sports name, but it's not like it's whatever.
Like if Reese came home. Well, yeah. Reese is 13 now. If Reese came, you know, hey, guys, I'm going to tell you about my favorite player, Con Knipple.
Just say Con.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to say his full name, Reese.
If Reese came home and said Con, you'd know who he was talking about?
Not today.
Tony Con? Like, what do you mean?
Tony. Yeah, that's probably honestly where my brain will go first.
Nick Con?
I always get those two confused, too.
Tony's AEW. Nick is WWE. Yeah. Nick is the former agent.
Yeah.
Or potentially current agent. I don't even know what Nick does.
And the only Con I really like know is Shad. Like, that's the one.
And then Shad,
I know, like, for sure. That'd be the first.
Well, Shad is Tony's dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be the first one I'd think of, not Tony or Nick or Knipple.
I think I'd go Tony first.
Yeah.
I think I'd go. Stevie says King Con. That's not bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's not bad. But if you go King Con, you can't say his last name.
No.
Because then it gets bad.
No.
So it has to end right there. Then you get some, it's King Con Knipple. And then all of a sudden
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. It's bad. You guys got to be careful.
Shout out. This is one of your personal favorites from Harry DX.
Wait a minute.
That's his name, at Harry DX. Say the X.
Yeah, it's D and then it's X. Don't say it together.
I do not like this YouTube setup, by the way. It's really upsetting.
Some fishy's going on.
It is really, really upsetting me. I do not like this. I don't do well with change, and I need Google to fix this.
What are you seeing? I'm not seeing it.
the look at everybody's name.
Yeah, it's all it's different.
Oh, the hats.
It's their hat. And not all of the ads match.
I got you. Yeah, I didn't even recognize that.
Like Johnny G 808. I know Johnny G.
Yeah, at Scooter 0406.
Like there are people who are commenting, and it's like I think who are you?
The hell
like,
is what is Dr. David doing?
Yeah, what is that?
Well. That's like he typed out his name and this toddler got the rest of the keyboard or whatever and was playing with it. And that's like how it finished out.
Yeah, man, not good.
Yeah, but I was going to say, this your boy tough. Amir Khan. That's your boy.
Amir, yeah, that is my boy.
Thought he was going to beat Canelo that one fight.
Big fan.
Oh, man, he got knocked into Bolivian. That was crazy.
Has anyone ever found Bolivian?
Mike did.
Mike made it, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So, but to your original point, I mean, the Kings.
How did we get to the? Oh, we were talking about bad basketball teams. That was an easy
Kings
segue.
Are one of them.
There it is.
The Kings are. One
and
of
the
them.
Sad part is, and this is my stupidity is I when you talk about you've got a you've got an awkward phase for the Indiana Pacers, right? They that game last night, that was their second win of the season. You still and I didn't realize Washington was still sitting on one win and given their ineptitude, that's incredible. They lost to Brooklyn, who got their second win of the season by beating the Washington Wizards. That's a two-win basketball team. When I think of Brooklyn, when I think of Charlotte, when I think of Indiana, when I think of Washington, to a certain degree, even when I think of New Orleans, I don't think of teams that are I don't think Sacramento was that bad. But there's absolutely zero reason to believe that.
Yeah, I can't. You can't defend them. Can't cape for them. Can't say whatever. Now you can bring up alternate scenarios and be like, "Look, I don't even know what a better part of the schedule looks like for the Kings. Like they're in the West. Like you're never going to play like six sorry teams in a row or something like that." But maybe now you get out of this. I think Chris Biederman, who you said is going to be joining us at 1:15, he mentioned the what James has talked about. Like they now have the easiest strength of schedule according to Tankathon. And last year they were like 27-12 against teams under 500. It feels like you're never even going to play that many under 500 teams this year. So if I didn't feel like guys had already quit on this season, I would say this might be an opportunity to flip that record a little bit and get closer to that 500 record we were talking about. But I think your best guys are already checked out.
It's all fun and games. So Zach LaVine's taking 11 shots against the Brooklyn Nets too.
Yeah, right.
Not joking. Like the dude just hasn't played the last couple fourth quarters either. Really.
I think they're all checked out. Though your top three guys are checked out, and with that. Like, there is no turning around. That to me.
Domas being the third?
Domas, DeMar and Zach.
I don't think that Doug Christie, just because you bring that up now, I don't think Doug Christie can find any sort of success or just kind of progress forward at all if those three guys are here on the roster.
I can understand that.
Because you're going to be stuck. I mean, I guess he's kind of moving LaVine off the fourth quarter and stuff, but you're still stuck with those guys given the minutes. And neither of those three are part of your future at all, or just part of any course forward of what you're trying to take. Like you're essentially stuck with vets that you have to play because they're vets.
Yeah. And once again, that's crazy. I didn't think these guys would tap out.
Shout out to Precious. I feel like Precious is busting his ass out there. Man, he got roughed up.
Look, I don't want to make it like these guys are just like flat out dogging it, but they're not engaged. They're not invested. Domas, DeMar, and LaVine are not invested in the future of this team. I only say that because you bring up I think everybody else is.
Yeah.
Everybody else is playing as hard as they
Malik,
can.
Malik is working.
Malik, I think Schroeder.
The guy whose name couldn't stop getting mentioned this offseason.
Yeah.
Since
the move, Dennis, and now I don't even know. Like, Dennis looks different when he's not making shots. It looks like he's unengaged when he's not making shots. Maybe that's the case. But since he's gone to the bench and his offense has returned, he looks different. Obviously, Westbrook is going out there playing. The rookies are playing hard. Eubanks plays hard. Dennis, like everybody else is, but
Dennis shot 9 more times than the second leading field goal attempts on the Kings last night.
Mm.
And second, by the way, was a tie between DeMar and Precious. That's where we're at.
Jeez.
Russ seemed to be focused on rebounding the ball last
night. Yeah, Russ had he had a different game plan.
Yeah, he's like him and Precious seemed to be like somebody on this team has to rebound and it's gonna be. And shout out Dennis, man. Dennis did too.
Yeah,
Dennis was getting after it a little bit.
Whoever's not engaged, game 1 through 82, no matter what the situation for the Kings is, just front office or just whatever you want to call it, like you got to get out of here. Because I don't think you can move forward.
It's just not that easy.
I know, but I'm just saying. I think they're stuck until then, though. Like it's not gonna get better with this group. It's just like I said, you can't. They're not gonna be able to really progress until you move on.
I don't think I disagree with you. I just don't know how you do it. Because I don't think you can. I think DeMar is probably easily tradable. Certainly easier than the other two. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of Clippers rumors moving forward. But remember, and this goes into a conversation we had, you know, yesterday that we could continue to elaborate on. But I think that the Clippers might start to get spooked a little bit, and they have draft pick issues. Like you think Oklahoma City is stocked right now? Let this continue to go bad for Los Angeles. Yeah. But that's not just the likes of DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. It's Anthony Davis. You mentioned him. I didn't really think about him yesterday, but it's LaMelo Ball, it's Trae Young, it's the entire league. It's guys who could be on the move. Whether LA wants to try to do something splashy or they want to just do something to try to survive this disastrous start that they've had, because they certainly have looked at the standings the same way we have, and they probably feel a lot more confident than we do. It's like, no, we could still accomplish our goals. We could still get to where we want to go. Like, it's not off to the best start, but bottom of this division is nasty, and we can easily climb our way out of this.
And you kind of alluded to it for them. They don't really have a choice. What else do you have to do but try this year? You don't have no draft picks.
There's no future for the Clippers. Like, in 3 years, no. Nah. I think they're still giving Oklahoma City picks in 3 years.
The only thing that they have on their docket is in like 2 years, I think everybody's
six,
off
seven,
the books.
2028?
I think seven.
Okay.
So this year, next year, that summer, everybody's off the books. So the one thing that you probably wouldn't want to do, and I don't think this is the case with DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine, is you probably don't want anybody or a lot of people past 2027. Because 2027 is when you finally get off of everything. You ain't got no draft picks, but at least you'll have cap space.
Yeah, well, there's probably a tree planting joke or an aspiration joke or something in there. I don't know what it is, but we'll come back. Chris Biederman's going to join us from Memphis coming up in about 20 minutes or so. We'll continue to look at league, talk Kings basketball. There's a little 49ers news we got to talk about with Biederman as well. Also, we've got a big event coming up on December 3rd. We'll just ask you, is that the right date? That might not be the right date.
Yeah, the third.
It's December 3rd with Dusty?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be back out at the Nugget in Granite Bay, where Dusty Baker is going to be signing bottles of, and if you haven't seen a Dusty Baker, if you haven't seen a Baker Family Wines bottle yet, you've got to see it. It's beautiful and it is perfect for autographs. We gave a bunch of them away at a big advertising event that we had here at the studios several weeks back, and they were a massive, massive hit. You'll have an opportunity to come into the Nugget in Granite Bay, meet Dusty Baker, talk with Dusty Baker, and of course grab a bottle of Baker Family Wines. You can try them all out at the tasting room in West Sacramento, right there on Industrial Boulevard. In the meantime, grab you some bottles. Select Raley's and Bel Air locations have them. As we mentioned, the Nugget in Granite Bay, Roseville, and even the one in Elk Grove has them.
Hello, this is Dusty Baker. Welcome to the family.
Thanks, Dusty. We'll be back with more here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.